A few dozen people gathered on the University of Alaska Anchorage campus this morning to object to the school's policy forbidding guns. But the event turned out to be more of a press conference for the organizers than a protest. A handful openly carried weapons, were issued citations, and were politely asked to leave. There were no arrests, APRN's Annie Fite reports.
George Hines says he carries a gun with him whenever he's on the Anchorage campus, but today was different. Instead of concealing his Springfield XD pistol, it was hanging openly in a holster attached to his jeans. The 47-year-old journalism major wore a blue t-shirt with the words "Armed Citizen" in bold yellow print. He arrived on campus a little after 11 a.m. and immediately faced a bank of cameras. He said he had tried to work quietly with the university administration on the issue for over a year.
Unfortunately, apparently nothing gets done to say society unless you create a spectacle. So here I stand in front of all these cameras looking silly with a gun on my hip. So here we have it, and I guess at this point we'll make a decision on whether I'm going to end up in trouble or if we get this rule fixed once and for all.
Alaska has one of the most liberal concealed carry laws in the country. But like most universities across the U.S., UA doesn't allow guns on its campuses. So the chief of campus police, Rick Schell, walked over to issue Hines a citation.
George, this is a notice of violation of regulation. I'm going to ask you to take your firearm off campus. Are you going to do that?
I'll do it, but I'll only do it because I've got the notice and that gives me standing. Otherwise, I would tell you no and I'd make you arrest me. But I think my legal people have told me that gives me standing to continue this.
Excellent. I'm asking that you remove the firearm from campus immediately, either put it in a vehicle, a locked vehicle on campus,
Understood.
Or remove it from campus altogether. Any problem with that?
Nope, we'll do that.
Okay. Most protesters did not carry guns. Instead, they held up signs promoting the right to bear arms and waved the U.S. and Alaska state flags. An older woman passed out sugar cookies with a gun drawn in brown frosting on top. But it was hard to tell who showed up in bigger numbers, the protesters or the reporters. And Hines continued talking to the media after he was expelled from campus. He says he's planning to take the issue to court.
I know the rules. I know we're allowed to be here. We'll fight it in court. That's what this was all about, really, is to get precedence. They had the opportunity to do the right thing. They chose not to. We'll take this through the legal channels now, and we'll see where it ends up. If I'm wrong, I guess I'll spend some time paying the price. If I'm right, I guess people will get their rights. So that's the goal.
When he talks, Hines often brings up the Virginia Tech campus shooting that took place 3 years ago. 32 people died in that massacre, and Hines thinks if students had been able to carry guns, there would have been far fewer fatalities. The University of Alaska administration sees things differently. Bruce Schultz is vice chancellor for student affairs.
Our number one concern is safety. We are very concerned about safety. It's one of our top priorities. We want to ensure that students, faculty, staff, and guests who come to campus do so in a safe environment. And obviously, if you have individuals who are carrying weapons, we can't expect that our students or our employees are going to be able to determine whether or not that's an individual carrying a weapon responsibly or not.
Schultz says even though concealed carry isn't a crime in Alaska, that doesn't mean the school can't regulate guns on campus. And Schultz says students certainly have the right to protest, but he wishes it had been done differently.
We would just certainly prefer that protesters would carry a sign rather than a firearm to a demonstration.
In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.